Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Buzzwords rule. I mean, you see one every time you watch WWE when they say then, now, forever. And even WCW love to throw them around. It's where the big boys play. Whatever Kevin Nash said. It can be used in many forms as well, including to tell the fans, oh my gosh, we're going to start again. Which is when we do go back to World Championship Wrestling. Because in April 2000, Vince Russo told us every single belt is being vacated. Because that's right, we're going back to step one. Of course, the grand plan was that eventually these belts would mean something again. And given that, as I am sat here today, WCW is dead, well, you could figure out how that went. And it's not like any promotion has ever stopped doing this either, because we can go to 2018, when the McMahon family and Triple H walked out on Raw, and actually went, yeah, we're really sorry, we didn't mean to do this. I mean, sure, they didn't have any marketing terms, but the point was, things are about to get better. Then 2019 may have been even worse. Which brings us to AEW, because I do believe they have just launched their first one. So a very exciting time over here. And it is, of course, the feeling is back. That's not, it's restore the feeling. What a terrible start. This was off the back of a very divisive 2023, where a lot of hardened AEW watchers were like, man, this is not the All Elite Wrestling I signed up for. Now I have to hold my hands up, because you can just find me ranting on the internet. I actually didn't think any of it was that bad, and I appreciated the fact that they were trying new things, because if you don't try new things, how the flub are you meant to know what's going to stick? Tony Khan himself, though, did come out and addressed all these murmurings he had read on the internet, and this is the part that is going to annoy you just a little bit. AEW is actually a victim of its own success. Because if you had told anybody back in 2019 where we were going to be in 3 or 4 years' time, nobody would have believed you, because nobody could actually comprehend that you could have a brand new wrestling company and they could have cemented themselves as well as AEW. Has. Now, yes, you could talk about metrics and numbers and ratings and all of this, but in terms of being a successful number two promotion, well, they're doing better than anyone. And once again, I don't want to be that guy, but soon Dynamite is going to surpass the longevity of Nitro. That's a whole different video. When you do have a roster as deep and as good as theirs, though, who are just putting banger after banger on every single week, well, yeah, eventually you are going to have to try something else, because it's the law of diminishing returns. You see one amazing match back in 2019, but when you are seeing them every single week in 2023, well, you don't appreciate it as much. Now, I suppose this all resulted in the Devil's storyline, which again, just divided people right down the middle, mostly because they wanted to point the finger and say, this is too much like WWE. I kind of think we should stop using WWE as a dirty word. If you do want to do that kind of wrestling, you should be allowed. At the end of the day, though, we do have World Wrestling Entertainment, so we don't need WWE at home. And by the end of this experiment, I think AEW had actually learned a lot about themselves. Although I do want to point out, I think the main fall away was the fact that all their major players got injured. I mean, what are you meant to do with that? It still did have its massive foibles, though, such as at the Full Gear show, when Adam Cole was like, well, I may be injured, but I will replace MJF, who was also injured. Because, yeah, then you start scratching your bald head and you think, well, that doesn't make any sense. And you can actually easily throw this away because wrestling is a 52-week-a-year product, so there's always going to be some foibles. But actually, fair play to some AEW fans who wanted to hold them to a higher standard. I'm not talking about those crazy ones on the internet. Talking about those who just want the best specific type of wrestling possible. Tony Khan once again definitely caught wind of this because soon after he announced the Continental Classic, which, yeah, was just a ripoff of the G1. That's not an insult. You shouldn't be upset about this. I've said it once, I'll say it 72,987 times. Every person that was making a third-person shooter should have stolen Gears of War's Active Reload. You wanna know why? Because it was super duper fun. So if you have seen something super duper fun and you know you can incorporate that into your business model, My gosh, do it. Khan even went on harder this too because he started calling people out saying, oh man, you wanted it. Well, now you're going to get it. He didn't let him down. He gave you one hell of a tournament. Now, it wasn't just the fact this was finally going to focus more on the sports side of wrestling either. We had so many tells coming out the other side, like the narrative of Daniel Garcia, because at one point he hadn't won one Continental Classic match, but then by the end of the thing, he's fighting Adam Copeland to try and go after the TNT title. Brody King was also emphasized as a bona fide monster, and he's still carrying that aura around. And Eddie Kingston once again reminded us, oh, hi, I am one of the most sympathetic baby faces ever, as he started off being absolutely crap and then won the thing. It was totally beautiful. The whole thing was such a success, we soon made it clear this was going to be an annual thing. But this is when you get the other issue, when you do something good. All of a sudden, if you don't keep doing this thing, or you deviate from the plan, then you piss some people off even more. It's like Coke. Remember when they introduced new Coke? We don't want new Coke, we liked old Coke. The shift did continue too, though, because all of a sudden we had a brand new logo, we had the old tunnels, and the rankings returned. And this is actually something you should allow to make yourself feel good in your tum-tum. The people are listening to you, your voices were heard. Khan definitely realized this too, because he began champing in 2024 as the next 2021, because of course, back in 21, well, most people say that's when AEW had its first peak. There were comparisons to this as well, because then we had the triple signing of Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, and Adam Cole. And then recently we had Will Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes Moné. And I understand they're all very different talents, but if you want to start holding bits of paper up and going, oh my gosh, there's a comparison for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The arguing soon returned again because everyone was like, how is Okada going to fare on American weekly TV? The answer was very easily, he was going to go heel, team up with the Young Bucks, and be damn entertaining. This also came off the back of Matthew and Nicholas Jackson giving Sting the send-off he deserved, and that's also something that has to tie into this damn feeling everybody wants to shout about, because if you want to tell me that out of nearly every single promotion that's ever existed, AEW sends off its legends in the right way, I would absolutely give you a massive thumbs up. The retirement of Sting was a damn amazing thing. Then I saw the Stinger cut the promo of his life before he went into this tag match, and he also sold out the Greensboro Coliseum. And that doesn't happen if you don't have a little bit of momentum. There has to be something that compels you to do it. I'm just going to say that word again because it ties into the title. Maybe, just maybe, it's the feeling. I mean, I'm not entirely sure any of that happens if we treat him like a joke. Also, we then become sad pandas. You don't want your heroes of yesteryear being treated like clowns. Unless it's Doink, different story. The fact that the Young Bucks then came out and essentially changed the narrative thanks to their EVP status just summed all of this off, as was the fact that it was Eddie Kingston that confronted them. Once again, it's the goodest of all the good guys. It was then Okada who came out and pretended he was gonna help before he did trick old Kingston. But this actually addressed another concern some people had. Even if you were watching New Japan, you're a bit like, man, Okada needs something. Well, AEW went and figured it out. Subsequent promos also set up future feuds between Kenny Omega and Hangman Page and a bunch of other people. And this is the other thing that everybody enjoys, planting those seeds so you can go, oh, hey, down the line, maybe we're getting this guy versus that guy. We've also now once again started advertising shows for next week's Dynamite. And that is always going to make you tune in as long as you enjoy what you're being sold. Because you can think about it randomly. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that fight. It's happening in a couple of days. I think this is one of the areas that AEW really separates itself too, which is why it's good they are adding in more pay-per-views. Because now that AEW Dynasty is on the horizon, well, overall, the whole promotion just feels more focused. And things are totally different now to what they were back in 2019. Because once again, if you go back and try to watch WWE then, you're not going to be able to. Whereas in 2024, well, a lot of those problems have been addressed. And yeah, WWE's bloody fantastic. I mean, all the nonsense things that used to drive individuals crazy, well, they've mostly gone away now. And that is definitely for the better, but it was also something that AEW had to overcome, as was the brawl out after All Out. But I actually think as I sit here in March, we can pretty much agree that we've moved on. Once again, this is evident in terms of what Matthew and Nicholas is doing, but mostly when you do go through any of these shows, it just feels like people are having fun again. That translates through the screen. We can have fun too. It's only as serious about using 2021 as a template as well, which means we are going to have five-star matches. Well, he just employed two dudes to do that. We've already talked about Carter, and then there's William Ospreay. I mean, the best way that I've heard Ospreay described is that he can do every single move that maybe other people can do, but the way he does it is just better. I was like, that's right. Bryan Danielson also had a wonderful way with words when trying to describe him as well, when he said there's always one generational talent that nobody can ignore. Once again, that probably is the dude from Essex. Any finger pointing about his American style promos have totally been done away too, because he just comes across as so unashamedly himself, and he comes across like a real person that you actually believe what he's saying. And he has just got that Eddie Kingston quality to him. You can take him or you can leave him. This is Will Ospreay, so you may as well see what he's gonna do. I really do think his match with Bryan could be something we are talking about for ages, and the rest of the roster seems to have a little bit of a rehab recently, such as a guy like Jay White. He feels like a dangerous heel again. So moving him away from the Acclaimed and allowing him to kill Darby Allin was definitely a good move. And if you want to start saying, oh my gosh, it feels like the Switch played from New Japan, well, I think now's the time. And of course, once again, a major reason for that is because the feeling is back. And that is the same with Swerve Strickland. He is on top of the world right now. And if we get to the end of 2024 and he hasn't had at least one run as the AEW champion, then what the flub are we doing? So I actually think bringing in these new people is gonna help everybody, because it's that classic iron sharpens iron thing. If you do wanna be the best and all of a sudden somebody's been signed who is called the best in the world, well, you're gonna have to up your game again. Danielson, of course, is part of this too, as he just continues to work whatever he wants to as he does move into semi-retirement. And there is a reason a lot of those matches are happening on Collision. It's because now both Dynamite and the Saturday Night Show, well, they have a unique feel. Once again, you don't have to like it, but I remember when Collision was launched, everyone was like, oh man, Tony Khan can't book two different shows. Well, he's gone and flubbing done it. And again, look, you can come in here right now and say, but Simon, I just feel like Collisions are having matches for the sake of matches. And yeah, that could be a problem they need to address. But once again, at least it doesn't feel like we're watching a repeat of Wednesday. And while it kind of sounds like a counterpoint to everything I've just mentioned too, I also think Mercedes Moné has a role to play all this, because she offers something completely different. So far, people have gone, oh, she's just doing WWE stuff, because there's that word again. But why on earth would we do anything else? If you have hired the former Sasha Banks and you saw how much she shone in that company, wouldn't you want a little bit of that magic in your own promotion? Yes, you would. So if you're a football player or a soccer player for American friends and you get called up to the England international team, you got there based on what you did for your club, so just keep on doing the same thing. Ultimately, she just feels like a massive star, and if we do build the whole women's division around her, well, there's another problem finally we may be able to fix. People have been moaning about that for years. Maybe finally, we can push the women proper. Now, of course, look, AEW is never going to be perfect, no matter how well they're doing. And even if you go back to 2021, there are a lot of people, especially those who were debuting, that took a damn long time to find their feet. All right, then. And of course, it's the same with 2024. Like, I don't really know what's happening with the Undisputed Kingdom. And sometimes I lay awake at night and I do ask myself, why aren't the Blackpool Combat Club in that tag team tournament? I don't know. But looking at the overall product, I think there's loads to be excited about. Ratings be damned. Not in my life have I ever enjoyed something based on a number. And that's not me saying we can't talk about it. I'm not saying it's not interesting, because it super duper is. But man, if you living or dying by this, I don't really know what you're doing anymore. And I know, the executives have to be happy. You have to appease your masters. But unless you're working for Warner Brothers Discovery, honestly, I just push it to one side and talk about the actual grappling. So if I take what I have seen from All Elite Wrestling so far in 2024, screw getting the feeling back, I actually think it could go on to be better than ever. And that should always be the plan too. Otherwise, what actually is the challenge in the first place? Now, of course, you want to get all that rage out, and you can do that in the comments below. If you like the video, share the video and subscribe. Click the video on the screen, which is me talking about more AEW stuff. But always, my friends, enjoy professional wrestling as much as you can. That's why it exists. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.